As we slowly learned how to live there, we continue to seek the Lord in what direction our ministry would go.
到那边去的时候呢，开始不只是要学中文非常困难，而且要熟悉当地的文化以及那个生活呢，也是非常有挑战的。但是呢，我们去了，所以我们就开始在寻找神要我们在那边做什么。
So we studied Mandarin. Our children went to the local public schools, and I got a job at the hospital. And as we became a part of the community, ministry opportunities began to open up.
So 我们开始学中文，我们的孩子呢，也到当地的小学去上学校去上学校，然后呢，我们开始我也找到一个工作，在一个医院找到一个工作。然后在这过程中呢，神就开始了开了路开了门。
And it took us at least 5 years before we felt like China was our home. But oddly, we always had a sense that no matter how fluent we could get in Mandarin, no matter what kind of work we did, we would always be an outsider. We were neither Chinese, Korean, or American.And no group would claim us as their own, nor did we feel that we belonged to any one of those groups.
好，所以我们要一直到了五年之后，我们才会开始觉得说这个地方像是我们的家。然后我们forgot.所以我们，但是我们一直有感觉，虽然是像我们开始像我们家，但是我们一直有奇怪的感觉，就是说这个地方呢，虽然我们已经像是我们家，但是觉得我们老是像是外人。不管是我们不是，既然不是韩国人，也不是中国人，也不是美国人，所以也那些人也不把我们当作是他们一份子。
And in our sixth year there.God had us plant the first public international church in our city just for foreigners.
所以到第六年的时候呢，神呢就让我们带领我们建立一家给外国人教会，所以我们开始对不只对中国人有服事，对外国人也有服事。
And in a step of faith we were taking, God was opening up the door for us to not only minister to the Chinese people, but also to the foreigners.
对，所以他们就不只是对中国人，也对外国人有服事了。
As I studied the letter of 1 Peter, the Lord began to speak to me through the words of Peter. It was on the theme of living in this world as an outsider, as an exile.
我在读那个彼得前书的时候呢，我看到彼得前书的主题呢，就是神用彼得前书的话告诉我们呢，我们要在这个世界上。活着是一个外人，但是我们像一个寄居的。
Allow me to read the opening of the letter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit,For obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with his blood. May grace and peace be multiplied to you.
So, 我来读这个彼得前书的第一章的第一节跟第二节。彼得前书这么说，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、庇推尼寄居的就是照父神的先知先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺从耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多地加给你们。
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at your word this morning, as we look at this theme of being an exile.I pray, Father, that you would open up our eyes and ears to hear what you have to say.
亲爱父神，我们今天早上在这里，我们看到读了彼得前书，我们看到你要知道，我们知道我们在这个世界上是一个寄居的，让我们知道这个 你要告诉我们什么，我们谢谢你，这样祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Now the writer Peter, he is the leader of the disciples. And Jesus molded his character over several years. And Peter was changed from a brash, quick-mouthed fisherman into a bold, courageous spokesman for Jesus.
这时候呢，彼得是教会的领袖。这个彼得呢，耶稣呢，经过几年塑造彼得，把彼得从一个很轻率鲁莽的一个人呢，变成一个很勇敢，很勇敢而坚定的一个耶稣的一个代言人。
And what we're going to look at today is who he's writing to, who is his audience, and it says those who are elect exiles of the dispersion.
我们今天看看彼得写这个书信，谁是他的读者、收信人、对象？他说这些人是被拣选分散的寄居的人。
Now that word exile has the meaning of a stranger, a sojourner, not simply someone who is passing through, but a foreigner who has settled down, however briefly, next to or among the native people.
这个寄居这个字呢，是有一个侨居，侨居或者是一个陌生人，就是一个不是一个简简单单过路人，而是一个侨居，不管时间多短，就是一个侨居的人。
And the word dispersion refers mainly to the Jews who were scattered beyond the borders of Palestine, because to disperse means to scatter.
这个分散的人，这个分散的是指着那时候的犹太人被散居在这个巴勒斯坦以外的地方，因为分散这个字呢，就是像散布这个字的同一意思。
And this was to fulfill the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 12:14-15.
这就是要应验以西结书十四章以西结书十二章十四节到十五节的话。
And it says this.And I will scatter toward every wind all who are around him, his helpers and all his troops, and I will unsheathe the sword after them. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I disperse them among the nations and scatter them among the countries.
以西结书十二章十四节到十五节，周围一切帮助他和他所有的军队，我必分散四方。也要拔刀追赶他们，我将他们四散在列国，分散在列邦的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华。
Now Peter's audience also included Gentiles, because there were those who had converted to Christianity in the area they were living, which is today what we know as the country of Turkey.
在那个时候呢，这个也包括讲这个分散的，也包括这个在外邦人的基督徒，他们住的地方呢，就是今天的土耳其这个地方。
And you see, the story of the entire Bible is one of God making Himself known.
这个整本圣经呢，就是神呢要将他自己显明出来。
And ever since the beginning of time, God has been about making the nations know Him through His people.
这从创世以来呢，神呢就是一直要经过他的选民来让世人认识他。
And his chosen people Israel were to be the ones to proclaim to the nations the news of God. His chosen people today are both Christian Jews and Christian Gentiles.
那时候的神的选民呢，就是以色列民族，就是以色列民族就是要把神。的福音向世界上列国宣告。今天这个神的选民就包括信基督的犹太人以及信基督的外邦人。
Now Peter's letter is written to help them to live as exiles, as Christians in a land that was foreign and a land that was hostile to them.
那时候彼得的这个前书这个书这个信呢，就是要激励 这些基督徒，不犹太还有外邦的基督徒，住在这个跟对他们不友善的地方，这个国家里面，要怎么激励他们。
Now in this next part, I'm just going to give a big picture of what 1 Peter is talking about.
下面我就要讲一个对这个彼得前书这本书呢有个中观纵观的看法。
The first thing Peter does in chapter 1 verse 15 is to tell people how to live holy lives.
在开始的时候在彼得前书一章十五节的时候彼得就说要基督徒过一个圣洁的生活。
I mean, how easy must it have been for them to compromise?
Yeah, 那时候你想，那时候对他们是很容易的，就是说有多么容易，就是说我们干脆妥协算了。
I remember how difficult it was to determine in China what was a lie and what was not.
所以我想到我在中国的时候，就是非常困难，我要怎么样区分这个到底是个谎言还是不是谎言？
And bribery was very common too.
这个贿赂送红包这个事情也非常平常。
And I would catch myself wanting to justify a lie just because everyone else seemed to do it and they were okay with it.
有时候呢，我就是陷到一个情况，我说，哎，我这样做也可以，就是说，这个事情是不是也可以说谎，跟别人一样，因为每个人都这样做。
But the standard is not our sense of right and wrong.Or what is permissible, but it is God's standard of holiness that is given to us in the Bible.
但是这个标准呢，并不是说你的感觉这是对或错，或者是什么样的事情可以被接受，而是标准是神在圣经里面讲的这个最圣洁的标准。
And so Peter also writes to those because there are days when you're living in a foreign land.And you just want to give up. You want to go back to the country you came from.
所以彼得在书信里面也讲到，就是对那边讲说，有些时候呢，你们想说，干脆放弃算了，我们回到我们的原来的国家去算了。
Which is why Peter writes in chapter 1, verse 21, and in other places, that we are not to put our hope in this world, but we are to put our hope in God.
所以这就彼得就在一章二十一节里面写了说告诉他们说你们的希望并不在世界上，你们希望要把你们希望放在神的身上。
And we have the hope of salvation when Jesus comes his second time.
我们有被拯救得救的盼望，在耶稣再来的时候，我们有被拯救的盼望。
And some days.That is the only thing that keeps you going.
有时候呢，这就是唯一支撑你的力量。
And when your identity gets shaken, like when our identity was neither Chinese, Korean, or American, we need reminders like the one Peter gives in chapter 2, verse 9.
有时候呢，你的身份呢，就是搞不清楚你的身份到底是什么的时候，譬如说像我们也不是韩国人也不是中国人也不是美国人，这个时候呢彼得就告诉就用二章九节的话来告诉我们。
1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10 says this: But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession.That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
二章九节十节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德，你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
And when we read this, we must imagine what it must have been to be in a land where they're all trying to fit in.
当我们读了 这些话的时候，读了这些话的时候，我们必须想象那时候他们那些基督徒在他们这些地方呢需要融入。
But sometimes they were more successful, and other times they failed.
有时候稍微容易一些，有时候其他时间也非常困难。
But Peter here says something very different. He says, you don't need to fit in because you're already in the kingdom of God. So stop trying to be like the other people.
但是彼得告诉他们就是很重要一点，你们不需要想办法要融入当地他们，因为你们已经属于这个神国的这个神的国度的子民，所以你们不要像他们普通人一样一直要想要要融入当地的社会。
And in the next part, we also saw that as Peter writes in chapters 2 and 3, that our witness as Christians is not to fight for our rights. It's not to get what we want, but to submit to our authorities as we have submitted to our Heavenly Father.
彼得在二章三章我们就讲到，他说我们呢今天不要为我们的权利去征战去抢，我们要把顺服向掌权者顺服，就像我们对天父的顺服一样。
In other words, we are to win to Christ those people who are over us through our submission, through our humility.
所以换句话说，我们要把那些比我们高 比我们在我们上面的人上位的人，要把他们赢过来，靠的是我们的谦卑以及我们的顺服。
And it's not our cleverness or our strength or our riches or our intelligence that will sway others. Rather, it's our unswerving obedience to God.
所以我们呢不是要把人家赢过来，不是靠我们的机智，靠我们的力量，靠我们的聪明，靠我们的财富，不是的。我们要靠的是要靠我们对天父就不动摇的一个顺服。
And unfortunately, it's not an easy road because being a Christian, whether it's in China or here, will lead to persecution and suffering, which is what Peter says in chapters 3 and 4.
这个但是这是非常困难的，因为基督徒常常在基督徒常会受到逼迫，会受到苦难这是彼得在三章四章里面所说的。
And yet we endure because Jesus Christ endured even more for us.
但是我们可以忍耐，因为耶稣基督为我们忍耐的更多。
And there were times when I was working in the hospital that I had a really difficult time submitting to my bosses.
我记得在我在医院里面工作的时候呢，有时候非常困难，有时候非常困难要对我的主管来顺服。
I had to ask myself, am I having a hard time because I'm American? Or is it because they're going against something in the Bible?
这个我说很困难，说我这个我不能对主管顺服，同意主管，到底是这个主管是认为我是美国人，还是因为这个主管呢对这个圣经呢有反对圣经。
And sometimes we find our culture and our faith so intertwined that we need to take time to step back and look at it so we can see it more clearly.
有时候呢我们的信仰跟文化呢就纠缠在一起，这时候呢我们就需要花点时间退一步来看看这个事情是怎么样子。
And lastly in chapter 5, Peter tells his readers to treat one another in the church with humility.
这个在彼得前书第五章最后一章第五章里面，彼得告诉他的读者说，你们在教会里面彼此要以谦卑对待。
In China, it was easy for us as foreigners to become proud of one thing or another, even amongst ourselves.
在中国的时候呢，我们在那个我们的教会里面呢，我们这都是外国人，我们都外国人就常常会有一些骄傲，就是说即使在教会里面也有这骄傲的现象。
For example, one person's Mandarin or one person's English was better than another's, or someone had a PhD instead of a master's degree, or someone's country was supposedly better than another's.
所以你想想看，在那个教会里面，教会里面，有人，这个人英文讲的比较好，那个人普通话讲的比较好，这个还有这个人有博士学位，那个人只有硕士学位，或者是这个人从这个国家来的，那个人从那个国家来的，这个国家比那个国家先进。
Now we all had different reasons within the international church to be proud, but Peter writes that it is in humility that we are to stand firm in our faith, so that we can resist the devil, because the devil will try to use all these things to divide the church.
所以在这个外国人教会里面呢，每一个人都有可以骄傲的地方，但是呢，彼得在这个书里面告诉我们。他说我们要在谦卑里面才能得到坚定，这样子才能够抵挡魔鬼，因为魔鬼会利用这些来分裂教会。
And I give you this summary of Peter's letter because it outlines very well the lessons that God has been teaching our family as we've served overseas.
我用下面的话来用下面的话来做为这个彼得前书做总结，因为神经过这些在中国的时间给我们一个很好的功课。
And because we have lived in China for 10 years, our children are much more Chinese than we are, although we have all changed.
所以我们因为我们在中国已经住了10年，所以我们的小孩子呢，其实比我们更中国化，但是我们都改变了。
And in order to survive there, we had to forget some of the things we knew in America. And during that time, while we were caught up with all the changes happening in China, we did not get to experience all the changes happening here in America.
在中国，因为我们要在那边活下去，所以呢，我们跟着他们的那边的变化一起跟着变化，但是这10年中呢，我们倒是没有跟着美国这边的美国有变化，但是我们没有跟着美国的变化。
But which now means that as we've returned, although you may see us as very comfortable, we also feel very out of place here.
但是现在回来了，你看到我们，虽然我们你看到我们看起来说哎很自在。但是呢，我们已经改变了，我们跟这边已经有脱节了。
Now we left China at God's prompting, not because of any wrongdoing or because of persecution.
我们离开中国是因为神的旨意，不是因为我们在那边做错了什么，或者是在那边受到逼迫。
He made it clear that we were to leave China, and so in April we, with a full sense of peace,We came back not knowing what our next assignment was.
所以神的旨意很清楚，所以我们在今年的四月的时候呢，我们就心里面非常的平安，我们一起全家一起回来，但是呢，我们不知道神下面要我们做什么。
And with that, we don't know quite where we fit in, even though this America is supposed to be our home. Instead, we find ourselves feeling like an outsider looking in.
所以我们回来了，所以我们回到这边来，就是我们不知道我们是不是可以完全的很快的就是融入这个地方，即使这边是我们原来的我们的家，但是我们的感觉呢，就像是我们是一个外人，看着这个地方，我们不知道是怎么样去是不是可以很快的融入。
But I will tell you this, that the one place where we do feel at peace is when we're with God's people, with the church.
但是我会告诉你一件事情，就是有个地方我们可以觉得非常平安、非常舒适的，那就是在这个教会一个教会里面跟着神的子民在一起。
And part of this journey for us as exiles, moving from country to country, has taught us that in the spiritual realm, we are also exiles.
从一个国家到另外一个国家，那神也教导了我们，在我们属灵的这个过程上面，这个路途上面，我们也是一个寄居的。
We are merely sojourners passing through this earth on our way to our heavenly home.
我们在这路程上，我们在这地世上只是一个过客，我们是要往我们的天国去的。
And this is how the author of Hebrews puts it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13.
希伯来书，这就是希伯来书十三讲的，希伯来书十三章十一章十三节讲的。
These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
Now, he's talking here about all the heroes of the faith. Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, and many others.
他这里说的是信心的伟人，这些人包括诺亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、撒拉，还有一些其他人。
And when we think of their great faith, then it's important that we also see that they themselves acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
我们看到他们这些充满大信心的一些伟人呢，我们要看到说他们自己。都承认说他们在这世界上只是一个过客，是一个寄居的。
And if they thought that, how much more are we to consider that as our true position here on earth, that we are also exiles, no matter what country we're from?
看到这他们的例子，我们就要想想自己，我们岂不是要更想着说，我们在这世界上也是真是像一个就是过旅，像他们一样。
And really, there are only two options of how we can look at ourselves.
所以真正呢，你只有两个选择。
The first is to see yourself as the world sees you, as one of them.
第一个选择就是看自己，就像别人看你一样，就你是跟他们其中的一份子。
But the second option is to see yourself as God sees you, as a child of His.Who belongs to his heavenly kingdom and is temporarily living here on earth.
另外一个就看自己，像是神看我们一样，就是我们是神的子女，是属于神的天国，将来在这世上只是暂时的寄居的。
Now the first choice makes you make decisions in life based on what everyone else is doing.
第一个选择，你做了第一个选择。你就会你在世界上所做的决定就会跟别人一样做相似的决定。
And fitting in is difficult, and really, you're never content with what you have.
这样子的话要融入呢就很困难，而且你永远不会满足你有的。
And the competition can be fierce, and it can be very tiring.
这个竞争呢就很激烈，而且非常累人。
And you can become angry or bitter because you just never can keep up enough.
你会变得就是说常常充满愤怒，或者是有苦毒，因为你永远没办法就是追得上这个其他人。
Or you can become very indifferent, just settling for what you have. So the way you think is, if I mind my own business.As long as no one bothers me, I'm okay.
那另外一个就是你会有的人就会变成说他对外面的事情都不关心我接受我有的我也可以满足，但是呢我不管其他人的事情，也其他女人不要来找我麻烦，不要来烦我，就这样过日子。
But the second choice makes you realize that everything that God has given you can be used to proclaim the gospel message.
另外一个选择呢，就是选择说，你可以成为让神使用，你变成变为神去做任何机会都为神做传福音。
Because the thing that makes you different is that you don't belong to the world.
神呢让你不一样，因为你不需要成为这个世界上的一部分。
And as others try to understand that, or perhaps not try to understand that, your job is to tell the people the truth.
不管是别人了解这个事情，或者不要不了解这个事情，你唯一的工作就是把真理告诉大家。
Because it's the Holy Spirit who will open their eyes and ears. You just have to tell the message.
是因为圣灵呢会开人的眼睛与耳朵，你的工作就是去宣讲神的真理。
But how you do it is just as important. You do it in humility, not with pride or arrogance.
但是你要怎么去做这个事情呢？也很重要。你要去做这个事情，是要带着谦卑去做，不是要带着骄傲与傲慢去做。
Because what will confuse everybody is your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control that you show in the midst of chaos, in the midst of hardship, when you should not have those things.
所以他们会就觉得有点困惑了，因为你去对他们讲这些话的时候呢，你是带着显出仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔与洁净。那对他们这样做的时候，他们就会带着疑惑来看你。
And you aren't attached to the things of the world because you find that seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness is more than you could ever want.
所以你这样就不会与这个世界上的事情呢，连在一起就是纠缠在一起，因为你看到神的国，寻求神的国与神的义，会比这个你可以想象在世界上所有的东西更有价值。
And so you treat others better than yourselves, not because you're a nice person, but rather because you understand that in order to go up, you have to go down.
所以你会对别人比对自己好，不是因为你是一个好人，或是一个就是很良善的人，而是因为你了解你明白这个神在神国里面，你要往上爬，你要先往下走。
And this is the message of 1 Peter. When we no longer identify with the world, but instead with God's chosen people, then we are living here as sojourners and exiles.
所以这就是彼得前书里面的总结的一个信息，就是说我们不与世界认同，但是我们是与神的子民认同，这样子我们在这世界上就是一个客旅，是一个寄居的。
And I don't know what of my story today, or what of the letter of 1 Peter spoke to you today, but I encourage you to reflect on these things, to think about them, as to see which road you're on, because we are all on different stages of this journey.
我今天我不知道我的故事或者是彼得这个书信里对你们说了什么话，对你们说了什么，但是我鼓励你们去思考，去思考你们在哪一条路上面。我们都在神的神国的路上面走不同的路径，不同的站，但是不同的休息站，但是呢我们要你要回去想想看，这个今天的话是什么样，有什么意思。
And on behalf of our family, we want to thank you, OCC, for standing by us on this journey of faith. And although our time in China is finished for now, we move forward knowing that God prepares our steps.
所以我们今天我跟我的家庭要谢谢大家，因为这个奥克兰华人教会呢 在我们这过去的十年，我们走神的道路上面，一直与我们站在一起，给我们支持。我们谢谢你。我们现在后面我们不知道要怎么走，但是我们继续在神的路上走。
Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, we confess that we often try so hard to fit into this world, when you have actually called us out of the world to be salt and light among those who are lost and dying.
亲爱父神，我们谢谢你。我们常常想不尽办法在这世界上融入，想在世界上融入，但是呢，我们知道你事实上是把我们呼召要脱离这世界。这个世界只是一个我们在这世上是一个客旅，是寄居的。
We ask for your Spirit to strengthen our faith as we seek to live holy lives.
我请求你的圣灵坚定我们的信仰，让我们走你的信心的道路。
Please give us humility as we encounter suffering, and give us joy in the midst of sorrow, that we might draw closer to you each day.
在我们有困难的时候，请你给我们力量；在我们在我们悲伤的时候，请你给我们欢乐，所以我们可以每天每天的与你更亲近。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.